a big gathering.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. Top finance officials from the Group of 20 Nations are meeting today in London. Overall, the theme is boosting the global economy, but there's also the thorny issue of bank bonuses. Seven finance ministers from countries including Germany, Italy, and France are urging strict limits for financial executives. Many blame the bonuses for encouraging excessive risk-taking. Andrew Hilton is director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation in London.
In continental Europe, this is all considered a kind of Anglo-Saxon plot to enrich bankers at the expense of the real economy. So there's going to be a lot of political grandstanding and there'll be a lot of talk about bonuses, but it's very hard to see really what they can do.
And the talks in London are ahead of the formal G20 gathering set for Pittsburgh later this month. American Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is downplaying the two-day talks, calling it a, quote, stock-taking meeting. A government agency credited with preventing an even deeper housing bust now faces a bust of its own. The Wall Street Journal reports today that if its mortgage losses get any worse, the Federal Housing Agency, the FHA, may soon need a taxpayer bailout. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
The Federal Housing Agency insures private lenders against defaults on certain types of mortgages. And as more lenders require insurance for buyers who can't make big down payments, the FHA's share of the total mortgage market has swelled to nearly a quarter. But so has the default rate on those loans. And that's beginning to eat into the agency's financial cushion, bringing it dangerously close to the government-mandated minimum. That's a cash reserve equal to 2% of the FHA's total loan values. If it falls below that mark, the agency will have to either pull back its lending or ask Congress for a bailout. Agency officials say that's unlikely, but the FHA's critical role in stabilizing the housing market may give Congress little choice. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
All right, let's check numbers. European shares are trading higher right now. London's FTSE and Frankfurt's DAX up more than 1%. In Asia, stocks were mostly higher. The Hang Seng shot up 3%. Shares in Tokyo, however, fell. Wall Street broke a four-day losing streak yesterday. The S&P climbed back above 1,000, up 0.8%. The Nasdaq the same. And the Dow added about 64 points to close at 93.44. Zimbabwe's devastated economy is getting more than $500 million from the International Monetary Fund to help with a severe liquidity crunch there. Annual inflation rates top an unbelievable 500 million percent last year. And there's widespread hunger and unemployment. But the economy is starting to stabilize as a new coalition government takes root. U.S. lawmakers say they want that government to succeed. Marketplace's Gretchen Wilson has more from Johannesburg.
Five U.S. lawmakers are wrapping up an official visit to Zimbabwe, making it the largest such delegation there since the economy and the rule of law began to erode a decade ago. The bipartisan group included congressional representatives from New York, Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. They met with officials on both sides of the new unity government, including longtime President Robert Mugabe. The U.S. has openly criticized Mugabe's 29-year rule and accuses his administration of dismantling a vibrant economy that was once considered the breadbasket of Africa. Mugabe says ongoing sanctions are what's keeping Zimbabwe's economy sluggish. But since the coalition government took office in February, some basic foods and services have returned to the country. Members of the U.S. delegation say a democratic unity government will be the best chance of improving conditions on the ground. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
In just a few days, Congress will be picking up where it left off on some high-priority legislation for the Obama administration. This morning, we take a look at what they've got on the plates, and joining us with a preview is former Labor Secretary Robert Reich. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what can we expect when Congress returns next week?
Well, they've got three huge issues, health care, financial regulation, and cap and trade. Now, most Congresses couldn't even handle one of these in a session, let alone three. Of course, health care is the biggest and most important in terms of priority. That comes first.
And speaking of health care, the president speaks about it before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. I mean, what does he expect to accomplish?
He's got to reclaim the initiative, Steve. The White House was outmaneuvered in August. Many members were deluged with constituents' concerns about health care reform. And with a larger-than-usual portion of Congress up for re-election next year from districts and states that are likely to have close races, the president has got to light a fire and get health care done as soon as possible before midterm election politics take over completely.
Now, that sounds a lot like herding cats. How's he going to do that?
It is herding cats. I expect he'll be much more specific about what he wants in the bill. Without specifics, opponents will continue to conjure up all sorts of demons. He'll also reassure the blue dogs, those are the conservative Democrats, that the plan will be paid for. And he's got to calm down relatively new Democratic members from traditionally Republican districts that they can safely vote on the bill.
So I suspect a lot of deals are going to be made.
Oh, yes. I mean, the question for the White House is how much reform the president will need in order to allow him to declare victory. I mean, at the very least, he's got to get insurance reforms. No denial of insurance to people with pre-existing conditions, and no dropping of coverage because they're badly sick. Beyond that, requirements that almost all businesses give their employees health insurance or pay into a common fund, and that every American buy health insurance.
But, you know, we still have these sticking points, right, as far as health care goes. First of all, the public option. This is the government getting directly involved in health care. And then there's the whole notion of how we're going to pay for it. How is all that going to get resolved?
You've reached the limits of my crystal ball, Steve.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Finally, the big business of college football is underway, and tomorrow night in Lincoln, Nebraska, it'll be the Cornhuskers versus the Owls, and good fans versus unruly ones. The University of Nebraska is one of the first campuses in the nation to adopt a text-based police reporting system. How do you spell hooligan? In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.